Argentina could be on the verge of making history. A victory by Cristina Fernandez, who is both first lady and a senator, would give the country its first elected female leader. Polls show her with about a 30-point lead over her nearest rival, fueled by Argentina's strong economic performance during her husband's term, a fact she has stressed during the campaign.
Lo cierto es que ya con el crecimiento de este año.
She says the truth is that with this year's growth, Argentina has seen the best economic growth in the last 100 years. Argentina has recorded 5 consecutive years of growth for the first time in a century. The presidential slate features a dozen other candidates ranging across the political spectrum. Among them is Roberto Lavagna, who gained international prominence as economy minister under President Kirchner and his predecessor. Lavagna, who stepped down in 2005, says he was the architect of Argentina's recovery from an economic meltdown in 2001. He accuses Mr. Kirchner of squandering these gains and says Cristina Fernandez would do no better.
Creo que el presidente está perdiendo una gran oportunidad, la recuperación que Argentina hizo.
He says, I believe the president has lost a great opportunity. The economic recovery the country experienced between 2002 and 2005, which no one thought possible, neither at home or abroad, is being wasted. On the streets of Buenos Aires, opinions on the presidential race are decidedly mixed. Polls show nearly half the electorate backing the First Lady, who hails from Argentina's Peronist Party but is running as a center-left coalition candidate. Buenos Aires lawyer Adriana Gomez says she will vote for Fernandez.
Me parece una persona muy consistente como política.
She says Cristina seems to be consistent as a politician. She strikes me as intelligent. I would like for her to become president. Businessman Eduardo Roig agrees. He says the fact that she is a woman does not guarantee anything, but it is nothing negative either. I have hope that she would do a good job. Argentina's opposition is severely fragmented, with no candidate polling above 15%. Many who plan to vote for the opposition seem to have only one thing in common, a dislike for Cristina Fernandez. University student Julieta Solis. She says that she is a woman does not bother me, but I am not going to vote for her because she seems very arrogant, and I do not like her or the president. Despite billboards and campaign posters, the election has been very low-key. Argentine political consultant Sergio Berenstein notes there have been no public debates among the presidential contenders, and most campaign appearances by the candidates go virtually unnoticed by the broader public.
Esta campaña y estos políticos no despiertan entusiasmo ni mucho menos.
He says this campaign and these candidates have not generated any enthusiasm. Only one in four Argentines is paying attention to the campaign. Important issues are not being debated, in part because the Kirchners have refused to do so. The president and first lady refuse to talk to reporters, to field questions and give answers. To avoid a runoff election, Cristina Fernandez would have to win 45% of the vote or receive 40% with a 10-point lead over the second-place finisher. Most political analysts believe the First Lady can win outright, but note that pre-election polls are often unreliable in Argentina. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Buenos Aires.